This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Tonight will be our last stop on the parables within Surah Al-Baqarah. And yesterday's parable on the power and impact of spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually one of four parables in the same stretch in Surah Al-Baqarah. And that by itself tells you that one of your greatest assets that Allah has given you to separate yourself from the pack is spending for His sake subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not be able to really unpack the other three, but I would like to summarize for you the last two of them. In which one of them Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. O you who have believed, do not forfeit your charities. You see, shaitan knows the value of charity. He's going to tell you, it's not going to grow, don't invest, that was yesterday. Now when you do it, he's going to show you, he's going to suggest to you, he's going to pester you how to invalidate it, to render it void. Allah says, don't void your charities with men or adha. By reminding people of your favors, I did this for you, I did that for you, remember this, remember that. Of course, if there is an accusation, you are allowed to cite your track record to defend yourself. But to volunteer it, or to sort of be oversharing, I did this and I did that, that voids your charity. Wal adha, adha is abuse, meaning you abuse someone simply because you are charitable to them. You humiliate them, you scold them, whatever it may be. Because so you're not even reminding of the charity per se, but you are acting as if you have the upper hand because of your charity in the relationship. That will void your charity as well. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, before I say then, this is why Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to put perfume on her charity before she gives it. Because she would say, I'm giving this in the presence of God. This is not a two-way transaction. This is a three-way transaction, right? This is, and you know, that's why some of the scholars of Islam preferred that when you give the charity to the needy, don't give it like this, top down, but give it like this. To remind yourself that I'm actually more receiving than I'm giving. I have a need to feed, and a need to fund, and a need to donate. It's a very beautiful mindset to have, and that's the purpose. Why four parables? For there to be crystal clear, picture perfect concept of this system, this beautiful system in Islam. Allah says, no reminders, no abuse. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ. Because that is like, these two are like someone who gives in charity to show off to the people. So these two, no humility. This one, no sincerity. They're all the same. They all void your charity. Then he says, وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. To show off to the people, and does not believe in Allah and the last day. In other words, this is actually an act of a disbeliever. To do it, to showboat here, as if there is no day of judgment when people will truly be bankrupt. As if there will not be a gate to paradise called the gate of charity for those who gave charity sincerely for my sake. This is the act of someone oblivious to that day. يوم التلاق. You know, Allah calls it the day of encounter. When people encounter the outcome, encounter their motives about these charities. And then he gives the parable. And he says, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ. The example of people who act like this, they're sort of like reminding, or they're abusive, or they're showing off. It is like the example of Safwan. You know, the Safa or the Safwan is the mountain stone, the really tough stones that cannot be penetrated. They're not easy to crack. عَلَيْهِ تُرَاب. It's a stone covered by some dust. فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا. And then some rainfall hits it and leaves it bare. What does that mean? Allah is drawing for you an image that people who did this think they planted the seed. You remember yesterday's seed? And then all of a sudden they realize they were planting somewhere that doesn't grow. Imagine the moment. They're exposed and they say, there's nothing here. The shocker. May Allah protect us. And then this is so important that the next verse doubles down on it and gives you yet another image about this. And he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةً. He's walking you through this image. Would one of you like to have a garden? Imagine a garden in this world. مِن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ, filled with date palm trees and grapes. These were the two known to the Arabs, meaning every fruit, because those are the two fruits known to them. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, and rivers flow beneath this garden, meaning it is irrigated, it's watered on its own. In other words, he built his empire and he has passive income. He doesn't have to lift a finger. That's what's meant here. He has gardens of all the fruits he can imagine, of great value, watered automatically. لَهُ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ, producing for him everything he wants. That's the garden. وَأَصَابَهُ الْكِبَرِ, and he has been now struck with old age. He spent his whole life building this. وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضُعَفَاءٌ, and he has very vulnerable children. He did all this so he can leave behind those that are dependent on it. أَصَابَهَا إِعْصَارٌ فِيهِ نَارٌ فَاحْتَرَقَتْ, and then in that moment, a firestorm comes. Like imagine a hurricane or a tornado that burns the place down, burns it to a cinder at the moment when he can't rebuild it, at the moment when he can't do anything about it. That is the image of someone who doesn't do charity right. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to us, as Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates in Sahih Muslim, is the hadith, the very first three people who will incinerate, they will, because you are your deeds on the Day of Judgment. On the Day of Judgment are the martyr and the reciter and the donor. Allah will bring each of them and say, what have you done with what I gave you? Remember I told you he gives you to give? The martyr will say, I fought for your sake and was killed for your sake. And I died. He will say, no, you have lied. And the angels will say, no, you have lied. You fought so that they would say how daring, how valiant, how brave, how courageous. And they said it. You got what you wanted. You have nothing today. And the reciter, the scholar, what have you done? I taught left and right, up and down, night and day, for your sake, because of what you've taught me, with what you've taught me. He will say, كذبت, you have lied. And the angels will say, you have lied. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. You did so they will say, how knowledgeable. And it was said, you got yours, you have nothing here today. And then the donor, he will say, I spent in every direction, I did not leave an avenue of charity, except that I donated in that direction for your sake. He will say, you have lied, and the angels will say, he has lied. You did it so that they would say, how impressive, how generous. When Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anh heard this hadith from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anh, he cried and he cried, because Muawiyah was of those who Allah tested with wealth, like Ibn Auf, like Uthman. They were very concerned. He cried until they thought he would die from crying. And Abu Hurairah, due to his deep knowledge, Allah blessed him with the hadith, he would cry until he would faint from this hadith. And every person who will be safe from this outcome, of the stone being ripped bare, of the garden you build being burned down to a cinder, are those who are concerned about it. They will be those curbed from it. May Allah curb us from that outcome and help us make the best of this grand opportunity of the wealth and prosperity he tests us with. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.